even tempered or
something like that. Now, like a teenager who's just all arms and legs and knocks into everything, you say that boy is really.
I don't know what to put there.
Like awkward or something? Would you use?
No. Well, he wouldn't be awkward if he could do, if he's into everything, he'd be.
Yeah, and he kind of knocks everything down because he's all arms and legs.
Mischievous,
awkward.
Now a person who never will spend a cent of money is called a
stingy.
You'd say that he's a tightwad.
Yes.
Maybe? Would you use that?
Yes.
That term?
We do lots.
Mm-hmm. Now when a Like when you use the word common, do you ever use that word in talking about a person?
Yes, lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just as common as Noel Shearer. They're just common people. Something
and
like
that. Yeah, and you just mean that they're just
plain folks.
Mm-hmm. Now, in talking about people like you, for example, who really get around a lot and you know, you just... look like you're much younger than you are. People like that, you say, well, they're
kind of spry.
Right, that's what you all are for me, I think. Children a lot of times want lights on in their room at night because they're
afraid.
Mm-hmm. And a person who leaves a lot of money lying around on a table and something in their house and then goes off and leaves the door open is really
asking for trouble.
And you might say that they were kind of careless. Would you say that? Now a person who is very odd, very peculiar, you might say they act kind of
I'd say peculiar.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say queer? Do you ever
use
that mean
queer.
That to you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in talking about, before we were talking about that old mule that Mr. Askew sings to in the field, and mules, one thing about them that people are always saying is that they always want their own way. They're really...
stubborn.
A person that you can't joke with, that gets offended real easy and loses his temper, you say that person's mighty?
Touchy. I don't know hardly how.
Yeah, touchy, that's, yeah, something like that. Well, if a person is touchy and you teased him, he might get awful.
Mad.
And now, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you say, now, just keep...
cool.
And when you've been working all day, like Mr. Askew says he's been working for the past couple of days, he might come in and say that he was really...
pooped out.
Does he say that when he comes in?
No, sometimes he does.
Oh, she...
Oh, you say, well, I'm just tired out or something like that.
Yeah. Now... if a person that you knew was like feeling all right yesterday afternoon, and then you heard today that they had gotten a real bad stomach ache, you might say, well, last night I guess they were all right yesterday, so I guess they must have last
eaten
night.
Eaten something, last year.
And then whatever they ate made them
sick.
Now, if a person sat like in a draft or something in the winter time, you might say, you better not do that because you'll
take cold.
And when somebody does take cold, and sometimes they'll be talking and their voice is very